Am I on? Okay. While they are setting up, you're not going to see the five-year-old children on the stage right away. They'll be coming up during the first song. Also, after we perform, the four and the five-year-old children will come sit with you. So we're going to pull them to the side, and if mom and dad, if you'll come get them and let them watch the play with you, that would be great. The first song that we're going to do talks about it was prophesied that Jesus would come. That's something really big that we teach them, that it wasn't by chance Jesus came when he did or that he came at all, but that God had planned it. So I hope you enjoy our performance.
Ready, kids?
Now, if the 4 and 5 year old parents will meet us to the wall over here, we'll receive, release your children to you.
I can't believe it's almost Christmas.
Yeah, only 2 more days till Christmas and only 1 more day until we get to perform our show on Main Street.
This is so cool. I bet we'll have lots and lots of people there because the stores will just have closed.
And all those people buying all those last minute gifts will walk over.
Speaking of gifts, did your family let you open gifts on Christmas Eve or make you wait until Christmas morning?
We opened them Christmas Eve.
Yeah! Oh, you're so lucky. At my house, we have to wait until Christmas morning. Until all the grown-ups wake up. And eat their breakfast and sip their coffee. It drives us all crazy.
We've all been waiting 363 days for Christmas.
Thank you. to and John enthusiastically with great fondness.
December 25th is Saturday.
You guys, there's terrible news. The town won't let us have our pageant in the square on Main Street tomorrow. The mayor just decided.
Now. Wait a minute, boys and girls. I don't want you telling your moms and dads that I said you guys can't have your Christmas pageant in the square tomorrow.
So we can have the pageant in the square tomorrow?
Well, no, you can't.
Why?
I'm afraid the town square isn't such a great idea.
What?
Boys and girls, I'm going to level with you. My latest polling shows that, one, I look better in red power ties, two, parking meters should be free on weekends, and three, your show, it's going to cause a lot of traffic problems. Oh, yeah, that's it, traffic. But maybe next year you can if you make a few changes. You know, make it a bit more hip, hap, and rad. Isn't that what you kids say?
What?
Kids, you have to admit, the major scene is a little bit too old-fashioned.
What?
Can't argue with public opinion, especially at this time of year, with my re-election coming up. Sorry, kids, and be sure to say hi to your moms and dads for me. And remind them, get out and vote. Gotta run. Busy time of year. See you later. Bye.
He can't do that. We've been planning this for months, and all those rehearsals.
Well, I guess he can, because he just did. We need to find another place.
No, we can't. I don't care what the poll said. I don't even know what a poll is. Look, we can get the neighborhood to help. You know, just call the town hall and get him to change his mind.
Yeah, good idea. But how will we reach everyone? Time's too short. Tomorrow's a show.
Hey, I have a great idea. Let's all go Christmas caroling right now.
Hey, yeah, we can go door to door and get all the neighbors to help. The show must go on.
Yeah!
Let's start out on Main Street. We can get lots of people there. Our show has a message that I want everyone to hear.
Yeah.
Let's go. To the right.
Wow, look over there. That house is the fanciest decorations I've ever seen.
Look how bright and cheery it is. It's all decked up for Christmas.
Well then,
wait. I'm sure whoever lives there loves Christmas. They would love our show.
Well then, somebody go ring the doorbell.
Adorable, how quaint.
Please, children, you're standing on the lawn. Watch out for the lights. Don't break them.
Do you think they want money?
Give them $5 and see if they'll go away.
You are a little darling.
We don't want your money.
Don't want money. All kids want money at Christmas time. All kids want money all the time.
No, we need your help. We would like it if you would call the mayor and ask him to let us perform our Christmas pageant in the town square on Main Street tomorrow.
Did he finally cancel that thing? Good for him. I've been trying for weeks to do that. Sorry, kids, but the traffic your pageant would cause is a nightmare.
Really, children, I'm sure your pageant is sweet, but it kind of belongs in church, not town square. I'm sure your moms and dads will understand, and so will you when you're grown up. Not everyone's that religious at Christmas time. Ta-ta! I hope they don't come later and trample on our beautiful decorations.
I'll sue them if they do.
Wow, that was so weird.
What do you mean?
Why do they have all those lights and decorations if they don't like Christmas?
Oh, they like Christmas. It's Christ they have a problem with.
You'll never understand.
It's okay. We just have to try harder, that's all.
Right. Pick ourselves up and get back at it. Next house.
Wow, that house has lots of fun lights, flags, and all different kinds of decorations. Somebody go ring the doorbell.
Cool, it's a Christmas thing. What do they call that again?
Oh, wait, it's on the tip of my tongue. Is it the Scrooge thing? No. Is it the greeting thing? No. Is it the carousing thing? No, no, no.
Wait, I've got it. Caroling, that's it. Christmas carols. Sounds different when someone real is singing it. It's much better than the music at the mall.
Ma'am, sir, we need your help.
We are the kids who are supposed to perform the Christmas pageant in Town Square tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, how cute.
Are you planning on joining us this year?
Sure we will, dude. We go to all the holiday events. We celebrate all of them, too.
Flag Day.
Earth Day.
Mardi Gras. Wouldn't we leave any out?
We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Besides, who knows what holiday story is right?
Gotta keep your bases covered, bro.
What?
Huh? What? Are you serious?
Well, if the mayor's trying to keep us from doing our pageant that's out square tomorrow, when we call him and ask him to change his mind?
That doesn't seem like fair.
Everyone should get to do their holiday thing, no matter what they believe.
Okay, we'll call. Sin's greeting now. Bye-bye now.
Are you really gonna call?
No, we wouldn't want to get involved.
Shh.
Wow, those guys celebrate all of the holidays. I bet they get a lot of presents.
But what do they really believe?
A little bit of everything. But if you believe in everything, you really don't believe in anything.
I'm glad I know what I believe.
I know what I believe. God's holy word will always be my light, 'cause I don't want my heart to be deceived.
I know I really know what I believe.
guys, we gotta keep trying. It's obvious that a lot of people right here on Main Street don't believe or understand that Jesus is why we celebrate Christmas. Now I really want to put on the show. We need to.
Yeah!
Hey, let's try this house. Maybe they will help us.
I don't know. That house only has a wreath on the door. It's pretty, but it doesn't seem like they're really into Christmas.
Did you really just say that? Did you learn nothing from the other houses? The outside doesn't always match up with the inside.
That's for sure.
Only one way to find out. Ring that bell.
Oh, my goodness.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
Are you all alone?
Oh, no, my children are small, so they're sleeping. And we'd love to hear you. But Daddy's in the Air Force, so he can't be here this Christmas. He has to put up all the decorations all by myself. And we'll put up all the decorations all by myself.
But we're not alone. Their daddy is alone either. Somehow we feel together. I'm sure that's because of Jesus. And you children just reminded me of that. Thank you. What can I get you? Some hot cocoa?
No, but we could use your help with something.
What, children? What can I do for you?
Well, we are supposed to perform our pageant in the town square on Main Street tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I saw the signs. We're planning on being there.
Well, right now it's been canceled. The mayor won't let us do it.
What?
He said it would be too busy. Too much traffic.
He also said he didn't want anything with a manger scene.
It isn't hip or happening enough.
Oh, my. No manger scene? But that's where Christmas began, with the birth of Jesus. He knows that.
Will you call Town Hall and ask him to change his mind?
I sure will. This is too important.
Yeah, you just wouldn't believe how many grown-ups don't believe in Jesus.
You just got to tell them.
Yes, you do. I'll call there right now. Don't worry. I've got a good connection down at Town Hall. Thanks, boys and girls. God bless. And I'll see you tomorrow night on the town square on Main Street.
It's going to take a miracle for that to happen.
Christmas is all about miracles.
Wow, that lady was so different than anyone else we've met today.
I liked her.
Me too.
She sparkled.
She doesn't need Christmas decorations when her lawn just sparkles. She sparkles on her own.
There's a sparkle in her smile, compassion in her voice, and love sends through her life from a tender heart of joy. It's very clear to see she lives what she believes. It's very clear to me she knows what Christmas is. Christmas is the birth of Jesus. Christmas is the gift of love.
Come on, guys. Let's get the rest of the houses on the street. We've got work to do.
Okay. I give up.
Mr. Mayor.
Boys and girls, it wasn't bad enough that my phone has been ringing all afternoon, and now you get my daughter to call?
Your daughter? What do you mean?
Well, you kids must have forgotten Christmas caroling at every house on Main Street.
We got as many as we could.
Well, I sure got a lot of calls. And that wasn't the worst part, though. When my daughter called and asked me to let the pageant go on, she likes all that shepherd's manger wise men stuff. She says it's an important part of her faith. And I just can't say no to her, especially this year with her husband in the Air Force and all.
That pretty lady is your daughter?
Good looks run in the family.
Well, where did they run when they came to him?
My pride and joy. She said that all she wanted this Christmas was to see me in the pageant in the square tomorrow. Well, I know I'm going to lose a few votes for this, but it's back on. You guys can use the square.
Yay!
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold.
There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his own.
Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way.
See now your sister, she's been robbed at night time, still holds a candle without a flame.
Carry our candle. Yeah.
listen to you?
I'm so excited today's finally here. We get to perform our pageant.
Look how many people came. And look, there's the mayor and his daughter right in the front row.
It's another Christmas miracle.
Hurry up.
Hurry up, everybody. Do you have her wings? Brandon, where's your mayor?
I wonder how many people that we sang to yesterday will actually come.
How many people are there?
One, two, three.
Gazillions. Okay, let's get started.
Places, place everybody. Three, two, one. Go, announcer kid.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our Main Street Christmas pageant. The birth of Jesus took over 2,000 years ago, and they didn't have cell phones or pagers, so please turn them off. Merry Christmas.
This is how the birth of Jesus came about. There was a census taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own city to register. So Joseph went to Bethlehem, the city of David. He went there with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, a son. He wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room at the inn.
There were shepherds in the fields watching their flock by night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid.
Fear not, I bring you news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this this will be a sign unto you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, praising God and saying, Glory to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill to men.
Please join us in singing, O Come All Ye Faithful. The words are in your flyer.
Mr. Mayor, did you really like it?
I think it's been 20 years since I've actually listened to that story. When my daughter was little and in these things, it seemed I've been distracted by the malls and the music, and it seems like this stuff starts earlier and earlier every year.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because this whole world is so hungry for the message of Christmas that they can't get it soon enough. One of these years, the malls are going to decorate for Christmas right after the 4th of July. The world just gets the message of Christ confused by all the shopping and gift-giving thing. But boys and girls, you just made the Christmas story sparkling and crystal clear tonight.
I don't care if I do lose votes over this, but I think that the community needs to hear this message every year. And you know what? Next year, I want to be in the pageant. I want to be a wise man. Can I audition?
Hooray!
Well, it is Christmas Eve, and I bet your families are waiting for you. And you know what? No gift could be nearly as precious as what you boys and girls have given us tonight. You stood up for what you believed in, and you told us all what we needed to hear.
I think we just witnessed the real miracle on Main Street.
An incredible, wonderful, beautiful Christmas miracle.
It came in my table. It was a miracle. On a star, white, no way. It was made to
What y'all think? Guys, y'all are awesome. I want to say very, very just blessed by our kids, the talent they have. Thank you, parents, and all of you guys for being here, for taking the time out and really bringing them to practice and all. And the talent that's there, the kids are just awesome. They blow me away every year with what they do. And, you know, another round of applause for them. You guys did great. Let's listen, Miss Logan. We're going to take a moment. I wanted to cover, we're going to dismiss the kids real quick, just right there to the side, and just share with you a moment as we get in this Christmas season. It's such a blessed time. Again, thank you guys. I mean, so many people go into putting all these on, the support staff, you know, from sound to background to costumes, the sets. I mean, it's just hard for us to recognize. It takes a team effort, and I really, you know, we're blessed. I'm so excited to be part of the church. Lori and I here now 7 years and doing Christmas programs, and it never gets tiring. It's always fun to spin it. There are days, if you come up here, you look at us and think, okay, they look a little frazzled, but year after year, it's just a blessing. They come through at the end. And again, as you see, the singer is very talented. And again, thank all of you for taking time out. Thank you guys that are visiting with us this morning. And we've been going on for several months, and you know, the friends and family has all been here. But I do want to cover just a few minutes, if I can, before we break. And you know, Christmas is 17 days away. Right behind it, just 7 days after that, is the new year. I love the new year. I love a new start. I love the opportunity. And what's interesting as we talk about this Christmas program is every year God gives us a chance to start new. It doesn't matter. Over 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born, God gave us a chance to start something brand new. And he did it in a very unique way that nobody would have expected. Now, our play, we showed different households. I know you guys caught it as you went on there. And as I watched the play in the early stages and listened to the music and watched what was going on and thought about the people in it, and there were some funny parts. There's different parts people played. And it was exciting to me to watch, you know, the lives that it represents. And some of us represent lives. It may be, maybe one of these houses, maybe you kind of identify with going, man, maybe I'm kind of looking at Christmas that way. And each house kind of represented. And I guess at any moment in time, there's times when, as we get in this Christmas season, we get so run in and so frazzled that sometimes we may get in that mode. The first house, I mean, one was all lit up. They had everything. They looked like Christmas was ready to go. I mean, they were set. It was pretty, polished, lights are on. Now, I'll tell you, in the early days when Lori and I were first married, the lights, we had everything. You in our house, we had, you know, village was up. Now we're lucky, the Christmas tree's up and the nativity's on the mantle, and I think there's a wreath on the door. It gets a little frazzled some days. But, you know, we get to a point, just like this house, you know, they have everything in place. Santa's on the roof, snowman's in the front, all the lights up, and they were ready. But they didn't understand the whole meaning of Christmas. It's kind of like the song. That song, Glitz and Tinsel. It says, it's like a present with no gift inside. Like a card that nobody even, I mean, I remember getting a card one time. Somebody didn't sign, I believe. It came in, I was like, I wonder who it's from. I mean, can you imagine? You got a Christmas card. I wonder who sent me this Christmas card. But they had everything. They were ready for Christmas, but they didn't have everything. It'd be like coming for Christmas morning. You know, we get here Sunday. We're all set, and we're here to worship God and all that, and we're ready. We come dressed up in our finest, and we go home Monday morning. And we just forget about any part of it. That was the house. That was what these people's house was about. Matthew 23:25, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. He said, you're so careful to clean the outside, and you forget about inside is filthy and dirty. You know, we got to be careful as we get that point. That, you know, there's times that we get in Christmas, and we get everything on the outside right. You know, we've said before, I think Brother Terry's talking, you come in the church, and you've been fighting all the way to church, and you get there and go, glory, hallelujah, how are you this morning? You're shaking hands, everybody's good, we're hugging each other. And back in there, we're back at each other's throats. I've been in one of those cars, by the way, where we've been fighting. Safe to say. But it happens. We get in that mode. But Jesus was saying, so look, to the Pharisees, you're full of this greed and self-indulgence. It's all about you. Let me ask you, how does Christmas fit for you? Where does Jesus fit for you? They want to say, you know, they like Christmas. Is Christ they have a problem with. You know, they had everything there. They just weren't quite ready. Or how about the second house? Second house was fun. They were politically correct. They wanted to serve everybody. We had the signs. You know, Mardi Gras, Christmas, Earth Day. They just celebrate it all. They're ready for whatever's going on. You know, everyone said, we go to all the holiday events. They're kind of gives a surfer dude kind of thing, by the way. We wouldn't want to leave anyone out. Wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. They even got to the point, it's like, you know, we want to do our program. Well, that wouldn't be fair. What about the other people that don't want to do that? That's the society we're in right now. As I thought of that, I was like, you know, society we're in right now is a society like, we just want to include everybody. We want everything to be good. But we got to be careful as Christians that we don't let the Christmas get pushed away and forget the real meaning of Christmas is all about Jesus. We've got to watch that spot because it's easy to get caught up and become like little Janice and Jimmy said, well, we're just there. We want to do something. You know, it's not fair. You know, I remember the phrase, you better stand for something or you'll fall for anything. That stands true today. If we're not careful, you know, that's why I'll tell you, I'll kind of put in a little plug there. Children's ministry is so important to us. That's why it's so important to the growth of our church is that, you know, those kids, we need to make sure they know because they're the next generation coming up. You know, from nursery to the elementary age, to our teenagers, to our college and career, to the adults we have, that every day we put into it because it's that important. They even asked Janice and Jimmy, what do they really believe? And they said, a little bit of everything. But if you believe in everything, you really don't believe in anything. See, if we start taking everything in and Christmas becomes just a mixed bag of all the stuff thrown at us, we start losing the meaning of Jesus. I remember I looked for a while back, in some years back, Lori and I were in a skit and we were a broken nativity. And we were the parts in the nativity and we had, you know, it was a family they were looking over and they had kind of broken apart and they replaced it. You know, actually one of the wise men was replaced with like an army man and stuff like that. Got to the point where we're all there. We're counting our stuff here. I'm Mary, Joseph. We're all here. And some go, wait a second, where's Jesus? In the process, I guess Jesus had gotten lost out of the nativity set. We were playing the parts of it. And somewhere in the part, Jesus was left. Said, okay, if there's no Jesus, there's no nativity. See, if we put Jesus aside and we forget all these other things and everything else, all the lights are there, we've missed it. If you believe in everything, you really don't believe in everything. How does Christmas fit for you? The last house was just simply about Jesus. Very plain. You know, so many times I know that one of the characters talked about was just a wreath on the door. And the character said, you know, haven't you learned anything? You know, it's easy for us to take snapshots of things. I know as people come in, as Christians, a lot of times we look at somebody and somebody says something to us. And go, man, what crawled up their nose and died? We get really aggravated with one another, especially Christmas season. It gets really that way. Guilty of it. Come in and somebody does something. I'm like, ugh, what's wrong with them? And realize you don't know what led all the way up to that point. I do that, you know, on my job at work. There's so many times that I'll take a snapshot of what is that particular moment. And instead, there's a video there on either side of that snapshot that maybe somebody had a bad day coming in. You go to a restaurant, you got a server, and you're like, man, no, can I get you something? They throw food at you, and they're not paying attention to you. And you're sorry. Maybe what we didn't realize is she got there trying to figure out somewhere to go with her child. Single mom. Where does she go with her child? What am I going to do? She got there, cars broke down. She's wet. It's been raining outside. That video, we get a snapshot that she's supposed to be waiting on me. It's easy to get that way. See, the wreath on the door, it represented a little bit, but Jesus was inside of her heart. The song says she sparkles. She doesn't need Christmas decorations because she sparkles all on because it was that light of Jesus. Just like that song, the light, you carry your candle, light your candle. As you can see, sometimes you make sure you hold on to your candle because sometimes they get away from you. As you notice, the kids had candles. Hold on to your candle. It's important to hold on to it. So at Christmas, you know, a few years back, we were talking about, you know, Christmas, we see the fancy boxes. I know as a kid, I was drawn to the big giant ones, the big bright ones. We decorate them up so pretty. Some people could decorate to the best. I mean, I'm amazed, you know, the fancy, beautiful boxes. But yet, God chose Jesus, and I said a few years back, he brought him out, almost like a brown paper bag, set him there, but inside, we didn't know it was inside, it was a plain brown paper bag, but inside was the greatest gift we'd ever get. It was the light of all the world. It was a change of all of history when Jesus came, and it changed what our life would ever be about. It was an incredible, wonderful, beautiful miracle of God that God brought to us. Listen, we celebrate the day in just 17 days. But listen, God celebrates with us in heaven every day when we worship Him. Every day He worships with us. He's just waiting for us to come to Him. Mark 10, 13 through 16 talks about, you know, Jesus, when the Pharisees were pushed, or the disciples were pushing the little children away, said, no, don't push them away. Let them come to me, because the kingdom belongs to children such as these. He wanted the children to come. That's what's so awesome about a children's program is that, you know, they get it. It's easy. And the older I get, the more I realize, man, it's tough being an adult. It really is. We realize it gets tough. There's things that we deal with that those kids, they, you know, it's just life, and they know mom and dad's going to take care of them, and Christmas comes up, and well, there's Christmas presents, and everything's cool. But we let things get before us sometimes. We got to go back to that point. It's sometimes easy to forget. So to finish up, let's take a step back. Let's remember what the Christmas story is all about. I want to encourage you, think about, did you identify with one of these homes? Is there a spot, maybe Christmas, maybe deliberate, maybe you just kind of gotten lost in the part of the season. I don't know what it is. I'll tell you, there's parts in life where myself, I probably could identify with each one of these at some point in time. There's a point where, you know, not that I've forgotten Jesus, but maybe I let some things get in the middle and you kind of lose track of it. We get back to this Christmas season, 17 days away. It's December the 8th. It's coming up. Let's get back to what it is about Christmas. Ask for green lights. We're going to pray for just a moment. All right, everybody, every head bowed, every eye closed. I've asked our children this week, you know, as we've talked about it, to be praying for God to use them, because this was their ministry this morning. This was their opportunity to minister, and hopefully you guys were ministered to in some way, in some small way, totally different from the norm. Dear Jesus, we just thank you this morning. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for the story of your birth in the form of the children's program. And Father, I thank you for every boy and every girl that performed, God, and did the things they did. Lord, that would be for you, God. Because God, you are the reason why we live, and you're the reason why we're here. And God, we're so blessed that you were that incredible, wonderful, beautiful miracle that came to earth for us. And Lord, we just love you this morning. I'm going to ask you guys, every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe this morning you're sitting there and you say, you know, Paul, I saw the program and it was a simple thing, but maybe you identify with one of those. Maybe it's a house that's all decorated beautiful with lights and set up, but inside you've kind of maybe got lost a little bit of that Christmas meaning. Maybe inside, you know, you've let the other things kind of take part of it. Or maybe it's the other house. Maybe you're guilty of, maybe there's a point where you go, you know, over and over again, I've celebrated everything. I just want to include everything. But if we're not careful, we wash out the real meaning of what Christmas is, and that's Jesus. Or maybe you really got it. Maybe you're the Christmas part. See, we all want to get to like the mayor's daughter. We're inside. It doesn't matter what the outside looks like. Inside, we're glowing. We've got that light of Jesus. So every head bowed, maybe just think about that for a moment as you think about it. Where do I identify? Ask God. Say, God, where do I need to work on that? Where do I need to be? Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. Father, I pray that as we think about the various houses here, God. Lord, I pray that every man, every woman, every boy and girl, God, that we would just be reminded of the true light of Christmas, the true miracle. And God, I just pray that as we identify, that maybe we identify with one of the others, God, that you would draw us back to be like that house that the mayor's daughter was in, God. That one that she had the light of Christmas. She understood it. She got it. It was an important part of her life. And God, let us not forget how important you are to us. Father, we just pray. I pray over this congregation, Lord. I pray as we get ready for this Christmas season, God, in just 17 days, that, Lord, these days would be the greatest days that we would have in life. And, Lord, that we would celebrate every moment of this season, knowing that you were an important part of it and that you were the reason for it, and not be blinded by the things around us. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. God, we just pray you'd be with us throughout the rest of today. Let us have a wonderful day. We thank you for whatever you give us, God. And we just thank you and pray you bless us during this Christmas season. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen.